This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law designed to protect Missouri's children.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee members.
Senate Bill 819 was pre-filed back in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on February 14th, given first-round Missouri Senate approval on March 8th, given Missouri House of Representatives approval on May 15th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 18th, and signed into law on June 1st. Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville is the bill's sponsor.
The bill makes change to the length of time that a contractor working with the Children's Division has to develop a case management plan. 819 extends the time period from 14 days to 30 days to bring statutes in line with case management conducted by in-house DSS case managers.
During testimony, he added, it has become necessary to extend the number of days involved.
When this law was written, it was assumed it would roughly take 2 weeks to transfer cases to contractor, hence the 14 days was established. In reality, most cases are transferred 1 to 2 days from the Children's Division. Allowing 30 days to develop a case plan will provide the social worker more time to learn about the child and develop a complete understanding of the situation.
Senator Cunningham also says the new law will add to security while cutting costs.
Additionally, this bill allows the Highway Patrol to conduct ongoing background checks for foster parents after the initial application has been completed. Currently, foster parents have to undergo a background check every 2 years. This legislation would help DSS more easily comply with the law, and relicensing foster parents would require less administrative burden.
Senate Bill 819 is among several pieces of legislation considered this year that relate to family and children's issues. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur was able to add to Senate Bill 982, which enacts provisions relating to insurance.
And I learned that when people go to the emergency room to an in-network hospital, and then they are treated by an out-of-network doctor, they have been billed for those out-of-network costs. When this was brought to my attention, I decided to do something about it. Within a couple of weeks, I had language drafted that was added on to Senate Bill 928, but it also was put onto Senate Bill 982.
Senate Bill 819 also establishes the Social Innovation Grant Program, changes some rules regarding physician referrals of children exposed to drugs or alcohol, makes changes to vital records laws, immunizations, the Missouri Children's Service Commission, and assessment and treatment services and case management, creates the Supporting and Strengthening Families Act, and changes the statute of limitations for certain offenses. Senate Bill 819 became law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.